Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting from the mothership, the Black Diamond Mothership, in the middle of the Mitten, a beautiful nutrient, green and white field today, Craig Russell. We had a little bit of snow last week. It's warmed up. It's still on the ground in some places.
I know.
But the field always exists.
It's amazing, as usual, like it should be.
It should be. And we open the show with one of my all-time favorite groups, Motley Crue.
Girls, girls, girls. Okay.
Love girls, girls, girls.
I know you.
No, I love ladies.
How about women, women, women?
Women, women, women.
You got to be careful there, Mr. Levitt, Mr. Hug with the Consent. Come on.
No, I said, well, the song is girls, girls, girls.
I know, yes.
But we're adult men.
Yes.
Women, women, women.
Correct.
We have a lot of women in our lives, obviously. But, by the way,
okay.
Huge response to Biker Bob's show last week.
That was awesome.
I want to just thank Biker Bob for coming on, and he's coming back on the show.
Is he?
In a couple weeks. Okay. He had a lot to say.
Okay.
If
yep.
you missed the Biker Bob show, catch us on Podbean,
SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play. Download the podcast app on your phone. Search for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Bam, you're in like Flynn, as the kids used to say.
Yeah. I have some great advice for men.
Okay.
This is a true story.
Okay.
I got a couple true stories.
All right.
I got another grocery story.
No, grocery store story. Complaining?
I have one complaint.
And two true stories.
And two true stories.
We only got about an hour.
I'm in the UP three weeks ago for the Polar Roll.
Okay, yeah.
Fat biking. And yep. We went to a restaurant and they served lentil burgers.
Okay, never heard of that.
You never had a lentil burger?
Never in my life.
It's made with lentils. Karen makes it. It's just unbelievable because we found the recipe.
Oh, okay.
But before she made it, I'm at the grocery store last week shopping for the ingredients.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. I would imagine there's lentils and hamburger.
No hamburger.
Because
even though I love beef, I love beef.
Okay, yeah. It's a vegetarian burger made with lentils.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, lentils and garlic. It's so good.
Okay.
And then you put pesto on it.
Oh, okay. Now I like pesto.
And you use breadcrumbs. This is not a cooking show, but
right.
I'm at the grocery store.
it should be.
And I'm a guy.
Right.
I have no idea where all these ingredients are. So there was this really nice lady, Heather, who was shopping. And I said to her, I said, hey, by the way, can you help me with this recipe? I'm trying to find soy sauce.
Okay.
This lady looked at my recipe and for the next 20 minutes ran around the store, coming back to find me, and got me the ingredients.
Really?
I thought this was so clever that I approached another lady and asked her to help me with the other ingredients. And before you knew it, I had three ladies, no joke, running all over the store for me because I told them I'm a guy, I don't know what I'm doing, which I really didn't know what I was doing. They thought it was cute that I had a recipe on my phone. Guys, if you have a big shopping to do, go to the store. Act like you have no idea where everything is. Approach a nice lady, one or two. They will shop for you. That's my story.
Now,
and it worked.
Now I know why we're playing girls, girls, girls. Lady, lady, lady.
You had three ladies. Is that the greatest story?
Now, some stores do that.
Thank you, Heather.
They'll have employees that will help people, kind of like your own personal shopper. And they should do it in more stores. I think a lot of stores would end up getting a lot of business from that. if they did a personal
shop. Well, you could shop online. People at these stores will actually bring it to your house. I like the grocery store experience because, no, there's something about being in a grocery store, albeit the carts just are crap.
Most of the time.
Why can't they find, you know who has great carts? Target. Target has great carts. We're a law show, but this is the first segment, and we have a lot of law to get to, by the way.
We haven't talked to you about any law yet. But
no, but we have a lot of law to get to.
I know, but the online shopping thing is goofy. Have you seen this Amazon online shopping where not only will they bring it to your house, you give them a special key, they'll come into your house and they'll put it away for you. That wigs me out. I don't want some guy, I have no idea who it is, delivering my groceries and taking it in a house and putting it away. Now, you're laughing. This is the honest to God truth.
No, I'm not laughing I agree with you.
I wouldn't want somebody coming in and putting away my groceries.
Well, look, we've talked about this. I agree with you 100%, Craig Russell, from The Morning Hustle, 25 days a week.
Sometimes
I'm reverting backwards.
Yeah.
No longer on Facebook. I'm off social media. My time is my time. I'm trying to spend less time looking down at the phone. Literally.
How's that working out for you?
It's working out great. Okay. I'm free.
Okay.
I don't really care who's doing what, where they're flying to, and what store they're at, and their pictures of the family on the beach. I do not care. I'm just saying. I don't care.
You're just saying. I know you're
I never
saying.
Cared before social media, and I don't care now. I care about the people I love, everybody else, just friends and acquaintances. Here's another thing.
Okay.
I'm in line at a store.
Okay.
At one of the big box stores.
Okay.
And busy day, they were short of workers, so there was one person at the cash register.
All right.
And for whatever reason, there was a lady, I was about five individuals back.
Okay.
And there was a lady in front of me. And I just said, and I was at work, it was during lunch, I said to the nice lady, there was one lady, I said, by the way, can I have cuts? Because I really need to get going. And I was just joking. Mm-hmm. She gave me cuts.
No.
She said, sure, you're a nice young man. You look like you're in a professional in a suit, so go right ahead.
She obviously doesn't know you, does she?
No, she doesn't. In the meantime, she's behind me, just standing there very patiently, but the person who's at the register was doing the coupon thing, just annoying all of us. I'm just saying.
Have you seen those extreme coupon people before?
Yes. You know, I would have paid for this lady.
$800 worth of groceries, and they spend like $4.
Well, so here's the thing.
Okay.
That lady left. Now I'm moving up.
Okay.
Another person's at their cash register.
All right.
Then that person left. Now I'm next.
You're behind the coupon lady.
Right. No, I'm behind the person who's up.
Oh, okay.
This is like three people ago.
Okay.
The lady behind me who gave me cuts.
Okay.
Knocks me on the shoulder. Nice lady. She wanted her place back in line because I was next. True story.
Did you give it to her?
Well, of course.
Okay.
That's Todd Levitt didn't give a nice little lady. But here's the point. Who the heck, and I'm not trying to be funny, I'm not trying to do a Seinfeld episode here, who gives you cuts and then takes the cuts back? I should not have had to give that lady her place back in line just because I was next in line. I'm just saying. Do you agree with me?
Did your mother ever catch you?
Catch me
what?
Did
you ever get the rye? I'm doing Seinfeld stuff.
No, I'm not. This is a true story.
No, but it's a very Seinfeld-esque thing.
Jackie and Jen, who work with me at my office, Jackie Starr, Jennifer Woodruff, they were with me.
Okay.
And so what am I going to do? What if someone just walked in the store and saw this little nice little lady having a conversation, argument with me, and this person knew me as an attorney? That's bad optics. But I'm a kind of guy, I gave her cuts back. But if I'm giving you cuts, I'm not asking for them back.
I've got a bigger question to ask you. So
is it law related? Because this is a law show.
Well, kind of.
Okay.
Who was watching your law office? If this was at lunchtime, it was the middle of the day, you're wearing a nice suit, you've got Jen and Jackie with you. Who's in the office watching the place? I wasn't here.
No, there's other employees.
Okay.
I have other staff members, but Jackie is the queen.
I understand.
Jackie runs, she's the alpha female.
She runs the place.
Yeah, she runs the place. But hey, we're a law show, and we have a lot of law to get to.
Yes, we do.
A ton of law to get to. But we didn't talk about this last week. It was too raw.
Yeah.
I do want to thank all of the different law enforcement departments. We are located here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, most listeners are aware of what took place here a week or so ago.
Right.
It's sad, however you look at it.
Yep.
But I want to thank the city police, Director Loria.
The campus police.
The campus police, Chief Yeagley, the state troopers, Sheriff Mike Main, and all the other departments and troopers who came to this town. My office is smack dab in the middle of Mount Pleasant. Law enforcement and the university did a great job of notifying my law office, our cell phones, our loved ones, all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job. They set up a perimeter that made us feel safe. as safe as we could feel under those circumstances. But I just want to take, and it's very sad. Our condolences go out to the family,
yep.
the loved ones, all the roommates and everybody at the university. But I can't thank law enforcement enough for what they did for the citizens and those visiting this town, Craig. I mean, it was, again, it's tragic.
It was scary.
Very scary.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes you think about, and the next day, it was after he was apprehended.
Right.
You know, thanks to the efforts of law enforcement and the perimeter and everything they did, I still felt really on edge driving around Mount mm-hmm. Pleasant. So you can just imagine those kids.
Oh, yeah.
Going back to the school, how they felt.
Yeah.
And we were never in danger. Well, you come to find out, but you know, no. But those kids.
Yeah.
But again, I just want to give a big appreciation to the city of Mount Pleasant, state troopers, university police, Chief Yagley and everybody there, Sheriff Mike Main, all the deputies, tribal, and all the other departments. There was over 100 law enforcement officials, the federal, but they really had a plan.
Yeah, they did.
I can't thank them enough.
It's unfortunate that they have to have a plan, but it's nice to know that it worked the way it was supposed to.
It's just a sad story.
It is really sad.
But again, law enforcement, they don't do it for the thanks. They do it because they care.
Yep.
And they do care.
They do.
So anyhow, we are a law show.
Yep.
Todd L. Levitt Law Show with my co-host,
Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle on 98.5 UPS.
We have to go to break.
We do.
When we come back.
More law to talk about.
A lot of law right here, 98.5.
Rock 105, 95.5.
Podcasting across the universe. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting once again in the middle of the mitten, a beautiful nutrient green field, little white sparkled here near Craig Russell.
Yeah, it's starting to melt. It's good.
It is starting to melt.
Yeah, and I'm done with winter. Done. If you live in a place, because you can hear the show all across the world, but if you're in a place where winter is over, lucky, because where we are, it ain't over yet. But you have a nice warm jacket to wear. That's a cool looking coat you got there.
Yeah, I have a... So my law firm, Levitt Law Firm, located here in Mount Pleasant.
989-772-6000.
Absolutely.
I love it. Okay.
Yep. But I'm always talking about mountain biking, shredding, and racing. I have a team.
Yeah, you do.
And we just got our jerseys and coats in, and it says Levitt Law Firm on the front and the back. It even has, look at that, Craig Russell.
No, I see that. What is that? 5 logo and the Rock 105 logo on it as well.
And how about the shoulders?
That's right. Better call Todd.
Yep.
Is that leather? Is that leather coat?
No, it looks leather, though. You're going to get one.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you.
Craig Russell's going to have a coat.
Awesome. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, but, you know, we are actually a law show talking about the law.
We have a question from a listener.
Yes, we do. Kelly wanted to know, Kelly from right here in Mount Pleasant, emailed in to, what's the email address?
CentralMichiganLawyer@gmail.com.
All right. Kelly emailed in and wanted to know, what is the deal with driving in the left lane? If you're on the freeway and, you know, there's right lane and left lane, what is the deal with driving in the left lane? Talk to me about
most
that.
Drivers in the state of Michigan have no idea that the left lane is for passing only.
That's right.
If you're on a highway, you have to stay in the right lane.
Yep.
Unless the traffic in front of you is too slow or you're in rush hour and you just have to drive in the left lane because there's nowhere else to drive.
Right.
You cannot just be driving and cruising in the left lane, just be driving in the left lane. You are going to get pulled over. And you're going to get a civil infraction.
And you're going to hate yourself for that.
Yeah.
Because that is one of those basic things you get pulled over.
Nobody knows it.
Yeah, and you should. I mean, you should know it. And I ultimately, this is not a knock against law enforcement at all, but I would like to believe they probably have a little more important things to do than to pull over people driving in the left lane. But the one time that happens to you, you will be kicking yourself because you should know that you shouldn't be driving the left lane.
I got a great recommendation for law enforcement.
Okay.
And they do a lot of good for the communities.
Oh, they do.
I mean, give back, charities, a lot for veterans. I would like, because I like to think which I do, I follow the laws.
Mm-hmm.
driving, whatever I do. Yeah. I would like law enforcement to pull me over just to tell me, we appreciate the fact that you're driving the speed limit, and here's you know, they kudos.
They do that sometimes.
Do they do that?
And sometimes around the holidays, they'll pull people over. There was one in...
They give presents.
Well, they give not only presents, they give turkeys, turkey dinner.
I'm just saying.
They did that in Roscommon County a couple of years ago. There was a place in Canada. They would pull people over when they were following the speed limit and following the laws. They'd give them coupons to like steak places and stuff like that. Now, again, you want to talk about something that law enforcement doesn't have time to do. That's kind of like when you do your job and you do exactly what you're supposed to do, getting an attaboy. Everybody wants to, you know, an attaboy for doing... You know, well, how about doing above and beyond your job? Just doing your job is what you're supposed to do. Following the laws, that's what you're supposed to do. You shouldn't get a big congratulations for doing what you're supposed to. If you do something above and beyond, that's different. But just for following the laws, you should, that's just what you should do.
Absolutely. Here's someone who didn't follow the law.
Okay.
I'm coming back from Traverse City last week.
Okay.
I went there to sign up for the Iceman. Iceman Cometh.
Oh, yeah, the Iceman Cometh, right. Yeah.
They had a party at a place called the Seven Monks.
Oh, okay.
So I was there with my buddy Dave Kate.
Dave, Seven Monks Brewery, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
What a cool place.
Okay.
I'm on my way back from Traverse City.
All right.
By the way, I moved out of Metro Detroit to get away from traffic.
Yeah.
I've said this before. Traverse City
is the worst.
Did everybody move from Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, mm-hmm. and moved to Traverse City because that place reminds me of Metro Detroit. I cannot wait to get through Kingsley and get out of there. But here's the problem. I always take the wrong way out of Traverse City,
okay.
and I end up going completely out of my way. There's no easy way to get out of Traverse City.
And there's no easy way to get to Traverse City. It's not like there's a main highway that goes right through Traverse City. There's a bunch of two-lane roads that go there. My
good buddy Pat Lamb,
okay.
principal of the Tech High School there. He's my fraternity brother.
Okay.
Brian O'Boyle, Townie. Paul Bonacini, Jeff Hughes,
okay.
Robert Lang, got a lot of fraternity brothers in TC. But here's the thing. I'm on my way back to Mount Pleasant.
Right.
And it was, school was getting out.
Okay.
And I'm on a road, a big, big road, and there's a school bus 100 yards in front of me.
All right.
I'm the front car. I stop.
Sure.
I literally stop. The cars behind me, they're not even paying attention. They almost hit me. I had to pull off onto this farmland. So the people behind me who were probably texting didn't hit me from behind. And then when I pulled over, they kept going and ran through the school bus. Now, let me tell you something, folks.
Did the school bus happen?
The
whole thing?
First off, we want to keep our kids safe.
Yeah.
Second of all, pay attention to what you're doing. One, that's a serious ticket. You're going to end up hurting or killing somebody.
Yep.
So that really just pissed me off. Can I say that?
You can.
It pissed me off, one, because I almost got rear-ended in my big old truck. Still got to get hurt. Second, they're putting those kids at risk.
Yeah.
So to those yo-yos, I mean, pay attention. And it's the same thing when there's emergency vehicles
on
the side of the road.
You got to pull over.
Pull over. Yeah. Pull over.
Or on top of it, if you are passing a police officer who's got somebody pulled over,
you have to get in the other lane.
You got to get in the other lane.
Unless there's no way you can. Yeah, and you need to slow down.
Yep, exactly.
We're talking traffic safety here because this is a law show.
And common sense stuff. I mean, this is stuff that you should just know.
Here's another common sense advice. If you are traveling out of state, ahead of time, look up the speed limit. Not because it's different. If you come from Michigan to Chicago and you go through Indiana, it goes from 75 down to 65 down to 55. You're going to get a ticket.
Yep.
So pay attention to the laws in the state in which you're operating a motor vehicle in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's great advice.
There's lots of, and especially now with smartphones and stuff like that, it's real easy to pull off at a restaurant or a gas station or a rest area and figure out what's going on.
I have a huge complaint.
Another one.
Yeah, huge complaint.
This is a big complaint show.
My complaint is with the Michigan Motor Vehicle Code.
Okay.
So in the state of Michigan, there's the penal code, commit a crime,
right.
misdemeanor, felony.
Yep.
And then there's the motor vehicle code,
okay.
which has to do with motor vehicles.
Makes sense.
If you get a conviction, reckless driving, careless driving, operating while intoxicated, operating while visibly impaired, under 21 with a high BAC, super drunk, anything and everything that's related, misdemeanor, civil infractions that go on your driving record will never come off your driving record. The points will drop off, but these misdemeanors, these felonies, these offenses are with you for life. Now, here's my problem. If you're a young person and you go out and you commit an offense.
You make a mistake.
Retail fraud.
Okay.
Retail fraud. And you're between the age of 17 and 24.
Okay.
there's a law, HYTA, Holmes Youthful Training Act. It's sort of a catch-all law, Holmes Youthful Training Act. It's an act. It's a law.
Okay.
And it says that if you satisfy the terms and conditions of your probation, whatever you're placed under, then the case, there's no public record. It's a non-conviction.
Okay.
There'll always be a record with the court. Law enforcement can see it. But for purposes of background checks and running yourself through iChat, should not show up.
Right. So, if in other words,
here's the problem.
You're trying to get it with a job or something like that. They would know
larceny.
To see
you can commit larceny.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The taking away and carrying away the personal property of another. Larceny.
Stealing. Yeah.
With the intent not to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
Larceny by conversion. Retail fraud.
Right.
Assault and battery.
Okay.
These
are felonies.
Yeah. Disturbing the peace.
Right.
Urinating in public. I can go on and on and on. And the laws in the state of Michigan, and this is all over the country, and we've checked, there's laws in almost all the states that allow you as a first-time offender to keep your record clean. But when it comes to drinking and driving convictions, anything that goes on your driving record, you get jacked for life. And I blame big money, the lobbyists, and with the insurance companies that have put pressure on the men and women in the state capitals in which where you live, and that's why that happens. Do you think insurance companies, and I have a lot of friends in the insurance business, I'm not knocking them, I'm blaming the lawmakers and the big money lobbyists. But, you know, do you think for a second insurance companies want anything off your driving record? Heck no.
No.
But how can you go out and make, you know, and steal some toothpaste, which you should never do, get caught, charged with retail fraud in the third degree, and you can walk away with a clean record? You get caught with careless, reckless, or unfortunately an impaired driving, and it's on your driving record for life. Purposes of background checks, if you get pulled over, it's always going to be used against you.
Well,
there's just an unfairness in the system, and I've been doing this for 24 plus years. It's just not fair.
Well, it's because of the money thing. It's totally
it's all about money.
It has to all be about the money.
But
because you don't have to buy walking around insurance, but you have to buy car insurance.
But here's the other thing. The laws now, there's so many laws as it relates to anything and everything that has to do with the motor vehicle code that it would be almost impossible, nothing's impossible though, to reverse all the different veins and laws and intricacies and how everything overlaps each other.
Yeah.
So it would take years to untangle this so that you can get a drunk driving. You should have an opportunity if you get a first offense drunk driving to keep it off your record. It doesn't exist. You get caught with, let's say you get a possession crime in Michigan and other states, and we've talked to lawyers from other states, and I've done a lot of research for this issue.
Sure.
There's a lot of states around the country, including Michigan, where if you're a first-time offender with a possessory crime, let's say cannabis, which should not be illegal. Let's not get into that thing. Get me started on that issue again. you know, you can get 7411, 333.7411, and it's a non-conviction for a first-time offender.
Mm-hmm.
But again, anything on your driving record?
Because
forget
money.
About it.
Because it's money.
It's not happening.
Money makes the world go around.
I know, but you know what?
It's not fair.
I feel for the men and women out there, and, you know, parents, men and women who had to live with this. When I was younger, I'm going to go on the record. My driving record right now, clean for decades.
As a whistle.
But, you know, I grew up in Metro Detroit. I went to Berkeley. I grew up off Woodward. I had a 72 grand Torino, okay, with a 400 in it.
Okay.
Okay, dual exhaust. I mean, that thing was great.
And hauled.
I mean, I was up and down Woodward.
Woodward.
Grash it. That's all I'm going to say. Let me leave it there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you leave it there. Hey, now.
And then I was delivering pizzas, and it had to be there 30 minutes or less.
I know. That's why they got rid of that.
I got rid of the green Grand Torino that had holes in the floorboard, the 72 I bought from my cousin.
I had one of those,
too. Ended up getting an Escort. So I'm flying around Royal Oak and Berkeley in my four-door Escort.
Delivering pizzas.
30 minutes or less.
Yep.
Hauling tail.
That's why they got rid of that rule, that 30 minutes or less thing for Domino's. They had to.
Yeah.
Because too many people are getting in accidents, getting pulled over.
Okay, can I just tell you something?
What?
I was always there in 30 minutes or less. That little four-cylinder Escort, four-door beige, couldn't get a date in it. You know, I couldn't get a date with that car.
No, but you made a lot of money, though.
Hey, I did pretty good.
Speaking of money, and speaking of laws, especially pertaining to the state of Michigan, and I know this is something you know about, and I know you're happy about
Drive responsibility fee.
Yeah.
When we see y'all.
Come back from break, we'll talk about that on the Todd L. Abelaw Show.
Who are we coming back with, by the way?
Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Take us out, Craig. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Craig Russell singing Motley Crue.
Girls. I actually have a singing story. Can I tell you my singing story?
Tell me whatever you want.
So I forgot about this, and in the mail about a month ago, I got an invitation to join the Mountain Town Singers. Guy on the radio heard me singing on the morning show. I don't know if it was us singing or me singing on my morning show.
What are you talking about? How is your voice any better than my voice? We both are horrible.
You can say what you want about your voice. I was classically trained, man. I was in choral all through high school and in part of college.
What are you talking about?
Here's
what I'm going to do. We're in a studio.
All right.
I'm turning my chair.
Okay.
All right, my chair's turned.
Okay.
Like the voice. Go ahead, sing. Right. Let me see if I turn my chair.
All right. Ave Maria, come to my heart.
You know, I didn't turn my chair because, let me tell you why.
Was I a little pitchy?
You're a little pitchy, and your tone, you didn't go high enough for me or low enough. You stayed right in the middle. I'm just saying.
Ave Maria, come to my heart.
Wow, we just lost all 20 listeners here on the show.
But the Amish still love it. The Amish can't get enough of that.
No, we have more Amish.
And the Mountain Town Singers love me too.
And here's who else listened to us. More people listen to this show on the way to church than any other radio show.
Well, that's perfect. They can warm up their voices to that.
You know, we do broadcast, by the way. One, this is a podcast and a radio show.
Right.
Because, folks, if you're just tuning in, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing this, we take this radio show and it's uploaded on the podbean.com, podbean.com. You can subscribe to Podbean.
Yep.
You can go on your smartphone, download the free app. It's called the podcast app. Type in my name, Todd Levitt. Subscribe to the show. If you miss the show, you don't have to get up at 8 a.m. You can listen to it any time of the day and it will appear.
And it's also on Rock 105 and Rock 95.5 in Traverse City and Sheboygan. We just rock. And
Smitty Cartman.
Smitty and Cartman.
Love him.
I'm not fat. I'm big bone.
Tammy Thompson. She's a midday mama.
The midday mama.
Yeah, and Steve-O with the 80s at 8.
That's right. And 98.5 UPS in Central and Northern Michigan.
Yep, absolutely.
Here as well, too.
Yep.
Driver responsibility fees. The governor signed it out of law by October, and they've moved that up. It was supposed to be next October that it was all going to be done. They've moved it up to this October. When is the last time you heard of a state or a government deciding to, with Go, being able to collect hundreds of millions of dollars for even an unjust reason? When was the last time you heard them decide, nope, we're not going to collect that fee anymore, and everyone's going to get grandfathered out of it? When was the last time you ever heard that?
You don't.
You just don't.
Because it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny.
It is all about money. But this is one reason and one thing that they actually said, you know what? The money doesn't matter. Because talk about a crappy law. I mean, come on.
In 2003, this law called the Driver Responsibility Fee was signed into as an act.
Right. Was that Granholm? Was she got
Granholm? Okay. Correct.
Okay.
And the thing about the Driver Responsibility Fee, they were just extra fees that were tacked on to different driving offenses that range from 100 to 500 per year for people with 7 to 15 points on their driving record, plus standalone fines of 150 to 1,000 per year for anyone that was convicted of these Category 2 offenses, such as drinking and driving. And again, they were passed in 2003 under Governor Granholm to fill a budget hole. And it proved, folks, crushing for so many. More than, I think the number, Craig, is 300,000 people statewide owed around, you ready for this, $600 million in Detroit alone.
Oh my God.
There was something about, I looked it up, 70,000 people in Detroit owed more than $100 million. Hundreds of thousands of people had their licenses suspended because they were unable to pay these fees. Now, folks, we're not talking about, again, if you got pulled over and you had more than 7 points,
right,
drinking and driving, no proof of insurance, drive with suspended license, not only did you have to pay more insurance fees, more lawyer fees, more court costs, but the state of Michigan, your state, would send you these bills, and if you couldn't pay it, you go into collections, or at the same time, which happened, you get your driver's license suspended.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many calls at the Levitt Law Firm we've received over the years, Jackie and Jen, especially Jackie, because she's been with me a long time.
Right.
In regards to these fees, it's been horrible. And the program, you are correct, it officially, as far as I knew, ends October 1st of 2018.
Yeah.
And on that day, the state will officially cease issuing these fees and attempting to collect outstanding ones. But if you entered into a payment plan, because this is a question I get, to pay off the balance of your fee before February 1st of 2018, your fines are going to be cleared and you do not need to pay off the balance.
That's awesome.
And you are eligible also to get your license reinstated at no further cost.
Is
that awesome?
Let's back up a second, because this is a part. This is your expertise right here. This is what you do. This is driver restoration.
Mention one more thing? I specialize in everything driver's license restoration.
Exactly.
Now, there's individuals out there who have been suspended for 4 more years because of these fees. And again, it's retroactive in many cases, so make sure you look it up. If your license has been suspended, folks, for 4 or more years because of these driver responsibility fees, you're going to need to take a written a test before you can get your license reinstated. So,
but let's think of let's
and again, all these fees. Sorry, Craig. All these fees, including any unpaid balances, will be wiped out as of October 1st.
So let's back up for somebody who doesn't. I'll be honest. Me, I have never had an issue with this. I think the last time I got pulled over was 20-some years ago. I was a kid still. I've been in a couple of minor accidents, but they weren't my fault. And so when you're in the state of Michigan, you have points on your license. If you do something wrong, get pulled over for speeding or whatever, you accrue a certain amount of points. And if you get so many points, then this driver responsibility fee would kick in. So if you have, let's say you have 10 points on your license, your insurance is going to get jacked up.
Well, here's
probably
double. Not only that, though, in a state we're talking, this shows all over the country,
right?
But in Michigan, the Mitten State, pure Michigan.
If you get
two or more moving violations within a 1 year period, you're going to get called in to driver's assessment at a Secretary of State branch office. You're going to get an examination. Your license can be suspended indefinitely, suspended for a period of time, or no action can be taken against you. Why not something else that's horrible?
How about the insurance fees in the state of Michigan? Don't get me started.
I won't get you started, but this past December, a judge did rule that these extra fees did violate the due process rights, which I've been arguing of people who are truly unable to pay.
Right.
There shouldn't be debtor's court. I mean, how many people, there's so many darn fees out there, there should not be debtor's court. I don't think any court anywhere in this country should throw someone in jail because they're a hardworking single father, they're a hardworking single mother, or they're a couple trying to raise their kids, their grandkids, whatever it is. You should not go to jail because you're unable to pay. Maybe somebody got sick. Maybe someone's unemployed. They got injured at work. You should not have debtor's prison. And when I'm in court, it doesn't happen that often, and I can't think off the top of my head when it's happened anywhere in mid-Michigan or to the north, when I hear someone is unable to pay and they're looking to go into jail, I want to stand up and shout loud as I can. Like, what the hell is going on here? How do you throw someone in jail because they're having a hard time paying something?
Do you know that
individual's case? Do you know that father's disabled right now and he's not working to support his family?
Fairness
to courts. I can't think in my memory bank.
Right.
I'm sure listeners out there may know something different, but in my own memory bank or the courts I practice in, I've not seen that happen.
To be fair,
so I'm not pointing anybody out.
I understand that, but there are people who squander their responsibilities and who squirrel away their money drinking or doing illegal drugs or gambling or stuff like that. So there are people who that
here's the other side of the coin.
For.
Here's the side of the court, and the court does have a point here. If you're placed on probation for any reason whatsoever for a period of 1 year, and you're ordered to pay fines and costs, let's say $1,000.
Okay.
And as part of probation, you're ordered to pay the money.
Right.
And you're working, you're young, or whatever age, and you're able to work, and you are working, and 8-9 months go by. And at $1,000, you've only paid $75. You still owe $925.
Okay.
That's a different case.
Yes, it is.
Because you're able to work, you don't have any excuse, you haven't put forth any proof
to the court
you're unable to pay. And in fairness to judges and courts, if you're indigent, you're disabled, they will help you. I have been in court, even Isabella Court, Clare, Midland, Gratiot, Roscommon, all the courts I practice in, Big Rapids. I've seen judges, Reed City, all the way north to the great state of Superior. I've been in court where judges have lessened the fines and costs because somebody, an attorney or the individual, him or herself, brought forth information that they were not in a position to pay the total fines.
Sure.
They offer community service. So courts do what they can.
Yeah, but there are some people who try and take advantage of it.
Oh, well, look.
And those people.
Somebody's going to ruin it for everybody.
Exactly.
And take advantage for everything.
Exactly.
By the way, I adopted a, this is not changing the subject, but you're talking about courts. I have a highway I have to clean up.
I know. It starts
on 127.
April 1st. Isn't
it? I've got a couple weeks. So the court here in Isabella County is kind enough to allow some my clients and other individuals to perform community service with yours truly and clean up 2 miles in Ithaca in both directions. I got so upset over the years of people trashing Mother Earth as I bike around, I adopted a highway. So stop throwing trash out the window.
And that's great for your clients who can perform community service and help out and clean up.
I've got a sign on the highway. I didn't do it for the sign that says next 2 miles.
Well, that's a good
Mount Pleasant lawyer Todd Levitt. It's not about the sign. It's about cleaning up Mother Earth.
See, now this is what people don't know about Todd Levitt. They don't know that. And I'm just saying this. You didn't tell me to say this. I'm just saying this out of the goodness of my
heart. No idea what you're about to say.
You have no idea what I'm going to say.
No, I couldn't even guess. And we're like best friends.
I know. But you have a way to help out your clients. This is going above and beyond just taking them to court and helping out clients. This is you providing an opportunity for some of your clients to perform community service. This is another way to help them out. Who else is doing that? Who else? You don't see Jeffrey Feiger. That's what I mean. You don't see any of those guys doing that. No, Todd Levitt's doing that.
Actually, no, Jeff Feiger.
That's fine.
He's a good guy.
I don't know anything about it.
But I hear what you're saying.
But you know what I'm saying?
Right. They're running all these commercials, which they have a right to do. I run commercials.
Sure.
But, you know, we don't know what they're doing or not doing. But I appreciate what you're saying. No, I'm giving back.
Yeah, this is helping out people who need some help. And more than just, you know, going to court and helping them, you know, beat a traffic ticket or whatever. This is you taking that extra mile.
You know what I appreciate it. You know what the greatest thing is about living in Michigan, especially in these rural areas that you and I live in? I don't live in a city.
You're only 85 miles away from a Great Lake. How about that? Because that's the truth.
That's awesome.
You're only 85 miles away.
You know what's so great, though? What? I drive a big truck.
Yeah.
You drive a truck.
Sure.
I love the fact that it doesn't matter where you're at, people wave at you.
Yeah.
People are so kind in Michigan. It doesn't happen where I'm from in Metro Detroit.
No,
they flip you off. They're trying to run you over. Yep. But up here in God's country, pure Michigan, baby, we appreciate each other, our neighbors. We appreciate the outdoors, and we wave at each other. And I guarantee you this, if your car breaks down or truck, you're going to have 10 people stopping by to help you out.
Doesn't happen everywhere.
There are some really... People are good.
Yes.
There's a lot of bad going on, and you see it all the time, and it's sad, but there's so much more good. Good does prevail.
Agreed. We got to take a break.
We'll have to go to break.
Yes, we're right back on the Todd I Love It Law Show.
Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Here's Todd.
Wow.
That's a pretty cute sounding announcer you got.
Where do you recognize that voice?
That's from the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
I always tune in to Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Look at her jumping.
Is that great? That's my awesome. Significant other right there, Karen. Hey. And happy birthday to my sister. Had her birthday last week.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Lori.
Okay, happy birthday.
We took her out to eat. Craig.
Todd.
I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
Okay.
37.
You might find this humorous. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So other than the snow that fell last week,
mm-hmm.
for most of us, bikers, mountain bikers, single speeders, gravel riders, we've been out riding.
Okay.
Riding hard.
All right.
And I'll tell you, I was way out in the country, way out. I'm up way on the way up in Clare.
Okay.
And I'm passing this huge cattle field. True story.
All right.
And this is what came across my mind. I'm on a, you know, gravel road. I'm passing this cattle field. The cattle, you know, these big, beautiful, black, delicious, steak-filled cows were at the fence.
Okay.
And I'm always riding past the same farm.
Okay.
And they're tagged, and they look at me, and I look at them, and they're eating hay out of some circular, whatever you call that, hay.
Feed thing.
What was that?
I think it's called a trough.
A trough, yeah, okay, that would make sense, Or that's what pigs eat or something.
So as I'm biking by, and it's uphill,
right?
Somebody on the farm was barbecuing. And the burgers, the wind was blowing, for whatever reason, to the west. Normally, everything blows from the west to the east if you look at the weather patterns.
Right, yeah.
But this day, it was blowing from sort of the southeast to the west.
Okay.
And I was thinking, do these cows, if they smell that, one, do they know? Do they want to eat that? Is it that the smell to them as good as it is to us? And how do they feel about that? I know this is nonsensical.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Totally is.
But it's a fair question. Do cows eat just hay or do they eat beef products?
Well, they eat grass. You know, there's grass.
I do believe that cows are vegetarians.
Well, yeah, exactly.
When did you grow up? You grew up in Livonia off 275 and Ann Arbor Trail. What do you know about farms?
Because I moved out to the country and raised my children on 10 acres. So we were out in the country. So I know a little bit.
She
I'm
knows.
Not trying to insult all the farmers out there. I mean, I was riding by. I was looking to see who was cooking these burgers. I mean, I soon forgot about the big cows that were there and wanted to go eat.
Well, cows eat grass and cows eat hay and stuff. But you wonder if the cows go, ooh,
that's what I was wondering.
It smells good because I know it smells good when I smell it, man. Oh,
yeah. Hey, oh. Karen.
Or do they say that was my brother?
Yeah. Are they concerned about who the cow is? Do they even know that much? I mean, you know, cows aren't the smartest animals, I don't think.
No, but but they do. There is always a dominant bull.
Okay.
Again, we need a farmer to come on the show. I have a lot of farm questions.
I bet you do.
No, I really do.
I know you do.
And let me tell you something. Okay. When we were younger, we'd go to petting zoos. As an 8-year-old boy in elementary school, the most unpleasant experience was having to go to a petting zoo and milk a cow. I'm just saying. Do you agree with me on this?
I know a lot of people who work on farms who milk cows and stuff.
I have a lot of friends in mid-Michigan that are great dairy farmers. They provide great milk products. I always support our local farmers.
Sure.
I'm just saying, as a young guy, growing up in a city that knew nothing about animals, to have to milk a cow and have to do it, very uncomfortable.
It's made for some people.
I know we're a family show. Yeah. Can you feel me on this, guys? Feel me? By the way, we were talking, we are a law show, but we were talking in the first segment how I had to go grocery store shopping because Karen was making lentil burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give out that recipe right now? Because it's so delicious.
Lentil burgers, you boil the lentils until they're soft, and then you mash them, and you saute onions, garlic, mushrooms, carrots, and spinach, and then you mix the lentils with all the sauteed vegetables, and you make hamburger patties out of it, and they're absolutely delicious. And instead of using ketchup and mustard, use pesto sauce.
That actually sounds really good, and I'm not a vegetarian by any stretch of imagination.
No, I love meat.
Meat eater, big-time meat eater, but...
That's why we're talking about cows, but that's just... We were in Marquette, and we had a restaurant, as I mentioned in the first segment. They served us lentil burgers with pesto. It was outstanding.
Now, if you missed the first segment of the show, you can always download Podbean, SoundCloud,
iTunes.
Yep, download the podcast app on your phone. Sign up for Todd L. Levitt. You can hear the show and everything. You can hear that part if you missed it. You can hear other shows from the past. You can hear about Biker Bob, who's going to be back on.
Biker Bob will be back on. Johnny Marco's coming on. Steve Leto, attorney's coming back on.
What about Matt Green from Alabama?
Matt Green from Alabama is coming back on. Yeah, my buddy Dave Cate, who's a patent attorney.
Okay.
He's in Germany right now. Dave's coming
that'll
on to talk about the different type of patents, how to obtain a patent. We got trademark lawyers coming on, Social Security. But we will never deviate from what we love to talk about, and that's cannabis.
I know.
So I have an announcement right now. Okay. April 16th in the state of Michigan at the Kellogg Center. April 16th, Kellogg Center in Lansing, it's cannabis law. And this is after the applications, practical business strategies. It's a 2-day annual conference. It's live. Anybody can attend. Look it up online. It's put on by CLE, Continuing Legal Education, which attorneys in the state of Michigan are not required to have. A lot of doctors, a lot of professionals have to have education hours each year. Michigan's one of the few states where lawyers have to do that. We have to self-educate ourselves, which I do often. But cannabis law, it's at Kellogg Center, Lansing, April 16, 2018. There are going to be the keynote speaker is Rick Johnson, who's the chair of the Medical Marijuana Licensing Board in the state of Michigan. There are some outs. Matt Abel.
Matt,
who will hopefully be back on the show soon. But they're going to be talking about the application to the licensing process, staffing, employment, leasing, restructuring for the business itself, and so on and so forth. So there's some top-notch lawyers and presenters at this conference, this cannabis conference.
So basically, it's a who's who and a what's what of cannabis in Michigan.
Yeah, but also it's put on by, you know, the keynote speaker is the guy that's the head of the medical marijuana board here.
Right.
So Rick Johnson.
That's going to be good. You can ask questions and things like that. And you can find out if you want to know more about possibly starting your own business or getting involved in the business of cannabis or getting prepared for the vote coming up this year.
Okay, I actually have something to say.
Uh-oh. This Todd, is going
to be Todd always has a complaint or something to say on this show.
Okay.
And this is for the women out there. I have a complaint. Uh-oh. If you're in the fitting room at the store and your significant other is calling your name while you're trying on clothes, being very impatient, I actually found that very embarrassing. And I just wanted to know if any other women listeners would also agree with me that would be a little intrusive.
Now, Karen, I have to ask you a question. Who in the world would have done such an insensitive thing like that?
I would have to kill you to tell you.
I'm going to guess. If I had to make a guess, Todd.
Todd who?
Todd Levitt.
First off, we have a threshold. It is so painful, even as an adult male, having to go shopping with a woman, especially, you know, the woman I love, and sit there as they go through rack after rack after rack. What's a guy to do? She's in a dressing room. I'm standing out there. I felt like I was stalking the dressing room. I tried to stay as far away as possible. I couldn't take it anymore after a half an hour. She's in a dressing room. I mean, after 10 clearance racks, I started screaming her name out. Karen.
Yes, everybody knew who Karen was.
Karen, you should really learn to not take Todd to the store with you when you go try.
We were there for one thing. I had to buy a dress shirt. We weren't there to go through 10 clearance racks. I'm just saying. Craig, you're a guy. Do you have a shopping threshold? Be honest.
Yeah.
No, don't agree because there's a pretty lady here. Be honest.
I'm not stupid.
Well, that was my complaint.
Okay, there's Karen's complaint. Everybody gets a chance.
I'm not a shy guy. I'm gonna shout it out loud and proud. Hey, we are a law show, but you know what? We wanted to make the show a little light, put some law with some humor.
Yep.
We had Karen in studio. Karen opens the show at the beginning, which we love. But we appreciate Karen being here.
Now she's gonna make us breakfast.
Yes, breakfast. Yes. Oh yeah, Big Hair. He's coming back.
Is he?
Yeah, we have to call him next week.
Yeah, we'll have to get Big Hair on the show.
Well, he's got a lot to talk about.
Prius getting 120 miles to the gallon.
Yeah. Him and Chris Taylor. We got some Prius stories with Big Hair. Always got to give a Big Hair shout out.
Yeah, that's right. Jerry Big Hair.
Jerry Neal, a.k.a.
A.k.a.
What do you got going on today?
Just relaxing, man. Just relaxing. Took a couple days off. Going to do some relaxing around the house. I hope it doesn't snow. And you, what are you doing?
I'm gonna be biking, putting on some miles, gonna be pedaling, chillaxing in the backcountry roads.
Take me home to the place
I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama.
We gotta go.
Go take us out, Motley Crue.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, and Tim's Collision Plus.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.